Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Turning Your Hustle into a Scalable Brand. Now let's dive in. Here's a statistic that might sting a little. 73% of side hustlers abandon their projects within 18 months. Now, before you think it's about lack of talent or dedication, here's the real kicker. Most fail because they're building themselves a job, not a scalable business. They become the ceiling of their own growth. Let me explain what I mean. Most entrepreneurs confuse being busy with building value. You know that feeling when you're working 12-hour days, answering every email, taking every client call? That's sweat equity, not systems thinking. True scalability requires something different, documented processes that work beyond your personal expertise. Every single task you can't delegate becomes a lid on your potential. Here's what research shows us. Businesses that rely primarily on founder relationships plateau around $100,000 in revenue. Think about it. If every client wants you personally involved, you've hit a wall. Your energy, your time, your availability becomes the bottleneck. Successful brands flip this script. They create systems that deliver consistent value regardless of who's executing the work. Companies with standardized processes scale 3 times faster than those without them. 3 times. So even if you're a solopreneur right now, start documenting your best practices. This isn't busy work. This foundation becomes your competitive advantage and eventually your exit strategy. Let me tell you about Sarah. She ran a social media consultancy, grinding 60-hour weeks to make $8,000 a month. Sound familiar? She was trapped in client dependency. Everyone wanted Sarah personally handling their account. Then she made a decision that changed everything. She spent 1 entire month doing something that felt counterintuitive. Instead of chasing new clients, she documented her exact process. Templates, workflows, decision trees. She trained 2 contractors using these systems. Within 6 months, Sarah had a team of 5 delivering the same quality results her clients expected. Her revenue doubled while her working hours dropped to 25 per week. The lesson? Your expertise becomes exponentially more valuable when it's systematized, not just personalized. Here's your homework this week. Pick your most repetitive, high-value task. Document every step as if you're training someone else to do it. Create templates, checklists, standard operating procedures. Then test it. Have someone else follow your documentation. This single exercise reveals exactly where you're irreplaceable versus where you're just being inefficient. The difference between a successful entrepreneur and someone who's self-employed isn't talent, it's whether they're building something bigger than themselves, one system at a time. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Rao. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.